We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
AKA Brian, you can call me either way. Either way is good. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Rot Pod, ROTPOD. You can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. So to start off again, quickly, right off the back, doing the tech stories, tech updates, anything tech. You got some topics, comments, questions, go ahead and ask me. We'll get through them together. All right, first story, Netflix. Everybody has Netflix. If you don't have Netflix, you're missing out on a bunch of movies, a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows, just a lot of content. So Netflix gave an update. They added 3.3 million new subscribers for 2014 and beginning of 2015 year. That's 3.3 million new subscribers. That's a lot of people. So 3.3 million times average of maybe 10 bucks a month comes out to about 33 million dollars. So yep, they had an incredible year, making a lot of moolah dinero. And just an update on the Netflix plans and prices. So this is at the end of 2014. Netflix streaming plans. One standard definition screen, $7.99 a month. Two HD screens, $8.99 a month. Which means you can stream up to two screens simultaneously. And for $11.99 a month, you can stream four screens at once. So $7.99, $8.99, and $11.99. Also, the DVD rental plans, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 at a time. And these are regular DVDs. So starting from 1 to 8, $7.99, $11.99, $15.99, $21.99, $27.99, $32.99, $37.99, and $43.99. The 8 at a time. That's a lot of DVDs for a month. $40, $44. And for Blu-ray rental plans, 1, 2, 3, and 4 at a time, $9.99, $14.98, $19.19, and $26.99. Next story, New York City. A good city to most people, a bad city to other people. But New York City plans to turn trash cans into Wi-Fi hotspots. Well, it's not really New York City, the city. It's a company. It's called Big Belly. And they just applied for a grant to turn trash cans into Wi-Fi hotspots. Of course, they'll be free. And the way they'll be paying for this free Wi-Fi is by ads. So most likely you'll be connected to this free Wi-Fi. You connect to it. Once it comes up, you'll be getting ads, just depending on how they want to give them to you, either at the beginning or during the time that you're on the Wi-Fi. But of course, there'll be ads. So along with this free Wi-Fi and trash cans, you'll be getting ads. So with this free Wi-Fi, you'll be able to get about 50 to 75 megabits per second. And that's a lot of data. That's fast data for your devices out there. Just carry around a phone, or you don't even have to have a plan if you don't like, and just carry your tablet phone. Just connect to these Wi-Fis, send a text. Hit up your social media, give your statuses, and walk off. So, yep, free public Wi-Fi coming soon to New York City's trash cans. And I guess if we want in our city for stuff like this to happen, we probably have to go down to the mayor's office and propose something like this. And I don't know the exact steps to do that, but if you know somebody that knows how to do something like that, maybe you might want to give them a heads up on the story. Or just tell them, hey, we should give them an idea and get some free Wi-Fi in your town. Because it would be pretty good here in Albuquerque to do that. Free Wi-Fi on the trash cans, or free Wi-Fi in the bus stops. Maybe something like that. Yep, free Wi-Fi. Pretty cool. Next story, T-Mobile plans. Doing a little bit of changing. T-Mobile, you know how T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, they're always challenging each other. And also Sprint. So their new family plan, they're going to give 10 gigs of data to each person that's on the family plan. So if you have two people, each person will get 10 gigs of data. Instead of sharing, which AT&T does, you won't share the 10 gigs total. Each person will get a total of 10 gigs to themselves, and it will be 4G LTE speeds, and they're not going to downsize your speeds or anything like that. But so T-Mobile's coming out with a new data plan. Hopefully other companies will follow as well. So it is competition, and it's good for the consumers like us. So if you want, or if you're on the T-Mobile, you should be getting 10 gigs a month for each phone, each device. So with T-Mobile's family plan, it's $100 to start off with, and it's an extra $20 for each new line to add. So for two people, you pay $120 and each get 10 gigs. And that's compared to Sprint's family plan. $100 a month, but $40 for each new family member. So if you're looking for something new or something different, T-Mobile, they might have the right plan for you. Check it out. Tom Cruise. Everybody knows Tom Cruise. He's doing the new Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. And in this new movie, as usual and as always, Tom Cruise does his own stunts, and he just kind of gives a little quote. He says, "If something went wrong, I can't get into the airplane until we land. I'm actually scared a lot," he says. So this is the airplane stunt, and if you've seen the previews, this is where he's on the side of the plane and the plane gets off the ground. So on this part of the movie, it's not special effects or anything like that. He does get on the plane on the side with precautions as well, but he does do his own stunts. So when you see this scene in the movie and maybe other scenes, just know that Tom Cruise does his own stunts. Pretty cool. And if you've been on the social media lately, you've probably seen pictures of Pluto the planet. Well, actually not a planet. Well, they're trying to make it into a planet again and trying to make it. Yeah. So, but the satellite that's been cruising around Pluto, it's called New Horizons. So the satellite's been taking pictures and sending them back. And over the next few months, the satellite will be sending pictures back and data and everything like that about the planet. So whatever's coming in, whatever came in these past few days, it's not all the information that's coming from the satellite. So over the next few months and many, many months to come, NASA, they'll be getting more data and images from and about Pluto. So if you keep seeing pictures and pictures or posts on the social media, just know that it'll be new information that's coming in from the satellite. It's not just the information coming over and over again, but it'll take months to get all the information coming from the satellite. Pretty cool. Scientists and engineers at NASA doing good things. Next find on the internet, on the website Kickstarter, you could find this company that turns your cell phone batteries into something useful, something like a external battery pack, you know, like carry it around, and when your device is out of power, you just USB and it charges your device. So this company Better RE is collecting funds so they can make this external battery pack to where you can put your old smartphone batteries inside, kind of like clip it in, and it has different connectors to fit different cell phone batteries. So it would go through, you would be able to use different types of cell phone batteries from different companies. And what you do is you put your, if you're not using your battery, your phone's dead or you don't use your phone no more, but the battery is still good, you could just take the battery out and just keep it by your side. And when you need battery power, you just put it into this battery, snap it together, plug in USB to both devices, and your device is charging up. So for $39, head over to Kickstarter and see if you can get in on this. And better way to use your unused cell phone batteries instead of throwing them away, instead of giving them to recycling at Best Buy. You could recycle yourself and use it to charge your devices on the go. Pretty good. And here's a life hack that might be useful to you. Check it out. You can use a colander to avoid all the crummies, all the crumbs in a bowl of cereal. Pretty good. Never thought of that. You can use paper clips to find the end of a tape roll easily. So you know at the end of a tape roll, instead of laying it back down, and the next time you use it, you try and find the end of it. So just put a paper clip at the end of it so the end doesn't stick. Or I think one of the things I do is I just usually fold the end of it. So the next time you use it, you can easily find the folded tip, and that tip doesn't stick to the tape. And one more for you guys. Making bacon pancakes. You mix the batter for the pancakes. You don't pour it on the pan yet, but you lay the bacon down, just depending on what size pan you got. So if you have one of those round ones, maybe put one or two in there. And after you lay the bacon down and it cooks, pour the pancake batter over and around the bacon. So you kind of get like a bacon strip pancake. That sounds pretty good. Then you dip it in some syrup and munch. Bacon. Who doesn't love bacon? And a quick update on movies in theaters today. Minions. Everybody know the Minions? So the Minions out in theaters now. Ant-Man also in theaters. Paul Rudd, Michael Douglas. Ant-Man. Another one. Trainwreck with Amy Schumer and Bill Hader. Another movie that's been out, Inside Out, animated. Jurassic World, if you haven't seen that, it's pretty good. The Gallows, Terminator Genesis, with Arnold. Magic Mike XXL, I don't know what that one is. It's been on the social media, but I don't know what the people are talking about. I don't know what the hype is about Magic Mike. Another movie, Selfless, with Ryan Reynolds. Ted 2, Mark Wahlberg, and Max, also on the social media. You have people saying, crying, brought tears to their eyes. Good movie, Max. Okay, and I had a question from a fan, number one fan out there. I had a question on best cardio workouts. Like, it's not really the best, but there's so many cardio workouts out there. It's just a too much to choose from, and which is good. There's a lot of workouts out there, and there's not really a best. I guess it just depends on the person. What kind of workout you like? Some people like running. Some people like the treadmill. Some people like the elliptical. Some people like the bike. Some people like the stair steps. Just depending on what exercise you like, either using weights or no weights at all, but. The best cardio workout for a person is whatever equipment you use or whatever exercise you do. It's not really of how much weight you could use. It's more the duration, the time you use it. So for example, if you're on a bike, stationary bike, or if you're riding a bike out there, the best way to get a cardio workout from using a bike would be, of course, one way would just be going all out. Pedaling down the road, just hitting it hard throughout the ride. And another, which will follow to other exercises, is maybe for half a mile, put it in a low gear, get a hard workout like that, and then once you hit half a mile, then put it on an easier gear. So for 30 seconds like that, or another half a mile, you go like that. Then for the next half a mile, put it in the low gear again and go hard. So just that type of workout would be one of the best cardio workouts for yourself. Again, just depending on what you like to do. If you like to run, you know, they say running hills is the best. If you're not running hills, you could sprint for 60 seconds, sprint for 90 seconds. Don't stop, but slow down for maybe like another 20-30 seconds, and after 20-30 seconds is over, just sprint for another 90 seconds. You know, those types of reps going over and over again would certainly be a good cardio workout. So just depending on what type of equipment you like to use, that's the best way. Go hard for so long, slow down just for a little bit of time, and then go hard again. So those types of reps is a good cardio workout. So just figure it out. And they call it like speed bursts. So different types of speed burst. Just keep doing that, and you'll be burning a lot of calories and getting a good workout as well. So, and one of the things that myself and some friends have been doing, and I posted this before, but Mrs. B had me try this a long time ago, and I'm still doing it. I enjoy it. I like doing the CrossFit. So it's just different type of exercises, either with low weight. It's not really as much weight as the trainer can put on the person, but it's just enough weight for each individual to do many, many reps. So it's not how much I can curl or how much I could do squats with, but it's just the reps. And I guess it's sort of like a speed burst. You know, you do so much in a certain amount of time, and then you move on to the next workout. So those type of exercises and repetitions is good for your body, good for burning calories, and that's the best cardio workout that you could get. So to the listener that wanted that asked the question, thanks again for the question, and encourage other people to ask questions. And it'll be good for myself, and it'll be good for the podcast, get people listening. Thanks again. But for your answer, it's just if you like running, if you like CrossFit, if you like Zumba, whatever exercise you like, just do speed bursts, especially, like, I guess the best example is running. You know, the speed burst, do 60 second sprints, then run or jog for 20 seconds, and then after those 20 seconds are over, do another 60 second sprint. And it doesn't have to be sprints, it could be maybe run a mile, or if you want to take it longer, maybe like run a mile within, give yourself a goal of how many minutes, then for the next quarter mile or half a mile, run at a little bit slower pace, and after that's done, run another mile at a goal that you want to hit. So those type of reps would be good. So if you can, if whatever exercise you did, get back at me, and maybe then I'll share with the listeners, see what you did, and see what exercise you enjoy. So exercise is pretty good. It's pretty good for your body, pretty good for your health, and it also keeps you going and going, and it's just good for your mind, good for your body. Just makes you an all-out better person. So thanks again for the question, and keep them coming, especially for you other listeners too. Questions, comments, tech, anything, we'll find out together. And as for myself, so we're getting toward the end of the podcast. For myself, one app that I've been using or started to use, and I'll continue using it just because it's a good app. This app is called Knots 3D, like tying a knot, 3D. So what this app is, it just gives you it gives 101 different types of knots to use. So you could look through the whole thing in one complete list, or it separates them into categories: boating, camping, climbing, decorative, fire rescue, first aid, fishing, miscellaneous, pioneering, scouting. So different types of categories, different types of knots, bends, binding, hitches, lashings, loops, multi-loop, special, stoppers. So majority of this I never heard of. So this is one of the apps that I've been getting into, and I certainly will share this with my son, Little B. So he's getting into a lot of fishing. He enjoys it, which is good. So can do that either as a family or just myself and him, just going out to the lake and doing some fishing, and this just learning to tie knots basically is a pretty good skill to have. And it doesn't really have to be for fishing. Just like I said, there's different categories that you can look up, everyday tying knots. Know what I mean? Pretty cool, pretty cool. So other than that, just playing a lot of basketball. I said doing a cross training, or not cross training, but a CrossFit. Enjoy doing that. You just get your friends, go out and do some crossfitting. Is that a verb you would use? Crossfitting. So if you want, again, share your exercises, so you share with the other people and get them motivated, get your family motivated, get your son or daughter motivated, get your friends motivated. Because when you do things that aren't so, that are hard to get into, once you start doing them with friends or family, it just makes it a little bit better, makes it more fun. So encourage others to exercise and keep on exercising. So thanks again for listening. I enjoy talking tech, giving news updates. There's going to be more. So for now, we'll see you on the next episode of the ROTPOD. Peace. We'll be right back.